The Supreme Court's 5-4 decision to uphold President Trump's travel ban from 7 mostly Muslim countries has college enrollment officials at UNC Charlotte concerned about the message it sends. The school has roughly 2,600 international students. About 90 are from the 7 countries, says Joel Gallegos, UNC Charlotte's assistant provost for international programs.
Our primary concern on our campus is to highlight the fact that we are a welcoming and inclusive campus for all of our international students and scholars. What we fear the most is that it may send a message of an unwelcoming nature to our various constituencies.
Can you tell me the breakdown of students from the countries that would be affected who attend UNC Charlotte?
We have approximately 80 students from Iran. We have 4 from Libya, 1 from Syria, 2 from Venezuela, and 2 from Iraq.
Have you been getting any calls from those students or even potential students about how they could possibly be affected?
We have not yet received any calls regarding any concerns from either current or prospective students specifically, but we intend to provide some updates on our website for students so that they would have access to most current information. We have had perhaps a few faculty or scholar colleagues who have connected with us to inquire whether or not there are any changes that would impact them.
We also have Denise Medeiros with us.
I'm the Associate Director in the International Student and Scholar Office.
Denise, I'd like to ask you, in terms of students who have been accepted to come to UNC Charlotte in the fall, they are not in Charlotte now, they are still in one of the countries that's on the list. What kind of information do you have to give them in terms of their being able to come in the fall?
We will be putting together a statement to be messaging out to them. Some have already secured F-1 student visas, and so they should be allowed to enter the U.S. to begin their studies in the fall. For others, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will not get an F-1 student visas, but they would be subject to extreme vetting, which is really nothing new, especially for our Iranian students. There is a section of the executive order that talks about exemptions and exceptions. And so if they have been admitted to a university, it's up to the officer's discretion, the visa officer, if they want to perform an extensive background search or not.
What would you tell them in terms of how to navigate this? Should they start immediately?
Certainly to start immediately. Our office is responsible for issuing immigration documents upon admission. So we have been working very quickly to issue those documents and get them to the recipients outside the U.S. to get the visa started, letters of support possibly from their academic advisors, the departments that are inviting them to explain how they're needed here on our campus to teach classes, to begin their research studies. A lot of them are in doctoral programs.
This is the summer, and maybe some of the students have returned home to visit their families. What kinds of issues might they face getting back to UNC Charlotte?
Yes, good question. We have been messaging with those folks certainly to be careful and be cautious and let us know if they have any travel plans. Very few of them are traveling, but a lot of them have valid visas, and that should not be a problem for them to re-enter the U.S. If they have to go get a new visa to continue their program of study at UNC Charlotte, they may be subject to one of these extensive background checks, which can take quite some time.
And Joel, do you think any of this will hurt your recruiting in some of these areas? I don't know how heavily you do recruit in some of the countries that are on the list.
Certainly there is continued concerns around long-term recruitment impact. Certainly when there are any perceptions around the U.S. being less welcoming to individuals from certain countries, we often become greatly concerned. Many competitive students, like the ones we recruit on our campus, have choices. And many of those students look for other competitive programs in countries such as the UK, Canada, Australia. And so certainly in the long term, we do have some concerns.
Well, thank you both for taking the time to talk with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
No, thank you.